Greetings from Sarasota, Florida. It's the Duke Meister. So glad to be back with you today. We're going to go back to some children's stories. Hope these little classic Dookie stories are a blessing to you and to your kids and to your grandkids. Use them when you're tucking your kids in at bed at night. My grandson's class in public school is using them and makes Papa really happy. So today we're going to do a story about Little Duke and the camping trip. Well, Little Duke and his brother were playing in their bedroom with their cousin Boomer, and they loved to wrestle. They got a little bit wild, and there was some noise, and they could hear coming down the hall, thump, 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 thump. It was Uncle Bill. He knocked on the door. He opened the door and said, "Is everything okay in here?" And the boys stopped from being wild and crazy and wrestling and said, "Yeah, yeah, we're okay." And Uncle Bill smiled real big, and he goes, "Hey, we're going to go on a camping trip, and we're wondering, Little Duke, if you would like to go on the camping trip with us." And Little Duke's like, "Yeah, are you kidding me?" Little Duke had never been camping before in his whole life. He was so excited. Uncle Bill said, "Well, first you have to go and talk with your mom and dad and get permission." So Little Duke went running out into the living room, and mom and dad were there, and he said, "Oh, mom and dad, Uncle Bill invited me to go camping with them, and can I go? Can I go, please? Pretty please with sugar on top?" And mom and dad said, "Well, I don't know. I think camping, you've got to be kind of responsible. You can't be a wimpy little kid. You can't be a crybaby. You're going to be away from home, and you got to help. You got to do some work." And Little Duke said, "You're right. I'm not a crybaby. I'm big, and I'll obey Uncle Bill and Aunt Margie. And can I go, please?" And dad and mom said, "Yeah, I think you can go." Little Duke was so happy. They packed their bags and his clothes and his toothbrush and his sleeping bag and pillow, and they drove that night back to Aunt Margie and Uncle Bill's house, where Little Duke was so excited he's going to go camping. Never did that before in his life. He was so excited he could hardly sleep that night, and he said a prayer. "Oh, dear Lord, help me to be a good camper and keep me safe, and don't let any bears eat us or anything like that. And I'm so excited. Help me get to sleep." And he finally went to sleep, and the next morning they woke up. Aunt Margie had coffee on. Little Duke didn't drink coffee yet, but it sure smelled good. But he could eat the bacon, and it smelled even better. They had bacon, eggs, and they had a big breakfast. It was time. Uncle Bill said, "I need some help. You can't be lazy bones and be a good camper." So Little Duke and his cousin Boomer and his little cousin Barbie, they started working with Uncle Bill, carrying things out to the car, the tent, and the sleeping bags, and all the food. They got everything packed up in the car and in the trailer. It was time to go to Mohegan State Park, where the Indians used to live back in the old days. Little Duke was so excited. "I'm going camping." Well, the neighbors were coming along too. The Weavers, Tim and Doug Weaver, were two of the wildest, craziest, funny guys Little Duke had ever met. And when they sat in the backseat of the car, it was giggle wiggle time, and they were just goofing off. They were so excited. "We are going camping." And they drove and they drove and they drove, and they came into a big sign, Mohegan State Forest. And the trees were huge and the woods were dense. And they drove down the road. It took them alongside the river. And Little Duke was so excited. They stopped and they came to their camping site. Uncle Bill said, "It's not time to play. You can't play until we get all the work done." So Little Duke, Boomer, his cousin, Tim and Doug, they all helped unload the cars, helped put up the tents, helped set all the camp up. And Uncle Bill said, "Hey, we're going to need to have firewood if we're going to have a campfire tonight." So he sent the boys out into the woods to gather firewood. It was kind of fun. They found the dead wood here, and they broke off pieces there. They had a little special saw to saw some of the limbs up, and they worked really hard for about an hour, and they had a nice big pile of wood. And it was time for lunch. Aunt Margie made hamburgers, and she had brought a butterscotch pie from home. It was awesome. And after they had lunch, all the work was done. It was time to go out and have fun.
Uncle Bill showed him the best swimming hole in the whole river. There was a big pool of water, was kind of dammed up, and there was a huge tree that leaned out over the water. Someone had climbed up there and put a rope on it. You could swing out over the water and scream, "Geronimo!" and splash down into the water. It was awesome. There were little fish in the water. You could catch crayfish. They called them crawdads in Ohio. It was so much fun. They had inner tubes, and they were having a blast. You know how those boys are, splashing each other, playing all kinds of crazy games. So they loved it, and they swam, and they swung out on the rope, Geronimo, down into the water, until the late afternoon. Uncle Bill whistled and said, "Hey, it's time to come and get dried up and get ready for dinner." So they did. They got cleaned up and hung their wet bathing suits on the line so it would dry out for tomorrow, hung up their towels. It was dinner time, and Aunt Margie knew how to cook. It was fantastic. Little Duke, Boomer, Tim, and Doug, they were all so hungry. They ate and ate and ate. Uncle Bill said, "Hey, the adventure continues. After dinner, we are going fishing." So Little Duke had never been fishing before in his life. "This is the greatest day of my life," Little Duke was thinking. Uncle Bill and Mr. Weaver took the boys out and showed them how to dig up the worms and put them in the can, found some big ones and some little ones, and they knew where to go once they got the worms down to the fishing hole. And Uncle Bill helped Duke get all set up and threw the line in the water. He said, "When that bobber goes underneath the water, that means you got a fish. Pull that baby in." So Uncle Bill helped Little Duke get set up, and then he was helping Boomer set up, and then Little Duke's bobber disappeared. Boom, it was gone, and Boom yelled, "Duke, pull it in, you got a fish." And Little Duke pulled, and he never did it before, but he was reeling, and he was walking backwards and trying to get that fish out of the water, and he did it. It was a 2.5-pound bass. It was the biggest fish Little Duke had ever seen in his life. He was so excited, his heart was pounding, and Uncle Bill said, "Grab it quick, don't let it flop back in the water," and they got it, and next thing you know, Boomer caught a fish, and Tim caught a fish, and Doug caught a fish, and Uncle Bill and Mr. Weaver, they were catching a ton of fish. And it was starting to get kind of dark. It was summer, long days. And Uncle Bill said, "We better get back before it gets dark." And they came back with a big stringer full of fish. Aunt Margie and Mrs. Weaver were so excited. And Uncle Bill and Mr. Weaver showed those boys how to clean those fish. And Aunt Margie said, "Anybody hungry around here?" And, well, those boys are always hungry. It was just about dark, and Aunt Margie fired up the frying pan over top of the fire. They had a big fish fry. It was the best fish Little Duke had ever eaten in his life. And after they had their fish, they made s'mores from the chocolate and the graham crackers and the marshmallows. It was the greatest day of Little Duke's life, and Uncle Bill sat him down around the fire after they had eaten, and it had gotten dark. And when it gets dark in the Ohio woods, it got really dark, and Uncle Bill began to tell them the stories of the Indians who used to live there long ago, and how that there were mysterious animals that sometimes wandered in those woods at night. And Little Duke was getting kind of scared, but he knew that Uncle Bill could tell stories that weren't altogether true. But it was fun, and Uncle Bill told him scary stories. And Little Duke and Boomer and Barbie and Tim and Doug were getting really tired, and Uncle Bill and Aunt Margie said, "I think it's time for the kids to go to bed." Well, Little Duke went in the tent, and he thought, "My day is over. My first day camping is almost over. I think it's the greatest day of my life. I set up a tent. I gathered firewood. I helped Uncle Bill make a fire. I dug up worms. I caught a fish. I went flying out on the rope, Geronimo splashing into the water. It was awesome." Well, it turns out the adventures are just about to begin. Little Duke had no clue what was going to happen next. Well, they went in the tent, got in their sleeping bags, Aunt Margie and Uncle Bill came in and tucked him in snug as a bug in a rug. And little Duke said his prayer. Oh, dear Lord, what a fantastic day this was. Thank you for Uncle Bill inviting me to go camping. Thank you, Aunt Margie, and all the things she makes. Thank you for my awesome cousins, Boom and Barb, and my wonderful friends, Tim and Doug, and Mr. and Mrs. Weaver. This is so fun. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And please keep us safe and don't let any bears or any boogeymen or anything like that come into the tent tonight. Please keep us safe. And oh, I can't wait for tomorrow. In Jesus' name. Little Duke went to sleep. They were in the tent. Well, these are the old days, and the tent was pitched on top of the ground, and there was no sewn-in floor to the tent. Well, when Little Duke would go to sleep, he didn't lay still. He would wiggle a lot. He'd turn this way and turn that way, and when he did, he would kind of scooch. The tent was not on a real perfectly flat area. It was kind of on the side of a hill a little bit. And every time Duke wiggled and scooched, his sleeping bag moved a little bit closer to the edge of the tent. Scooch, wiggle, a little bit more, scooch and wiggle. And there was no floor in the tent. And little Duke wiggled and squiggled while he was sleeping. And he slid out underneath the side of the tent out in the woods. And he wiggled and he squiggled and turned and he rolled. And every time he did, it was kind of going downhill towards the water. And little Duke was wiggling and squiggling. And he was scooching down closer and closer to the water. And nobody knew it. He rolled over, he wiggled, he squiggled, sound asleep, snug as a bug in his sleeping bag. He was right down to the edge of the water with the fast current. And when Little Duke wiggled and squiggled one more time, he went right up towards a rock, a huge rock that stopped him from falling into the fast-running water of the river. Well, meantime, back around the campfire, Uncle Bill and Aunt Margie were having a good time with the Weavers, and they drank a cup of hot chocolate, and they were just having big people talk. And they got kind of tired, too. It was almost midnight, and it was time even for old people to go to bed. So Aunt Margie and Uncle Bill came in the tent, had the flashlight, looked around, and they went and saw Boomer, snug as a bug in a rug, in his sleeping bag, and gave him a little kiss. And they went to their daughter, Barbara, and she was snug as a bug in a rug, gave her a little kiss. They went over to give Little Duke a hug, and they looked, and he wasn't there. And they looked around the tent. Little Duke was gone. He disappeared, and they're thinking, where did he go? Oh, probably he went over and slept with Doug and Tim in the Weaver's tent. So they went over to Mr. and Mrs. Weaver's tent and said, excuse me, we couldn't find Little Duke over in our tent. Is he over here with your boys? And they said, oh, we don't think so. And they looked around, and there was Tim, and there was Doug, and they looked around. No, he's not here. Uncle Bill and Aunt Margie got scared. Oh, no. Little Duke has disappeared in the woods at midnight. And they got their flashlights, and Mr. and Mrs. Weaver said, we'll go down the road this way. And one went up the hill and went down the road. And Aunt Margie said, I'll look around the camp over this side. And Uncle Bill said, well, I'll go down by the river and look around. And they were out with flashlights. Little Duke, where are you? Are you okay? And they were looking, and Aunt Margie couldn't find anything. And Mr. Weaver couldn't find the Little Duke, and Mrs. Weaver couldn't find. And little Uncle Bill went down by the water, and he was looking around, and all of a sudden he saw something wiggle, and he looked. It was a sleeping bag. And guess who was inside the sleeping bag? You got it. Little Duke, snug as a bug in a rug. And Uncle Bill looked, and Little Duke was like 1 foot away from the raging water. But a big rock was in the perfect place to stop him. And that rock kept Little Duke from rolling over in the water. If he would have turned into that water inside of his sleeping bag in the middle of the night in that raging current, probably he would have drowned. And Uncle Bill got happy. Marge, we found him. Marge, Mr. and Mrs. Weaver, we found him. It's okay. And they come running down, and they saw, with the flashlight lighting on Little Duke, there he was beside the water, so close to falling in and maybe drowning. And they were so happy. Uncle Bill picked up Little Duke's sleeping bag at all. Little Duke never even woke up. He carried it back to the tent, brought little Duke in, laid him down, and fixed up some things around the edge of the tent so nobody could squeeze out underneath that tent now. And so little Duke had no clue what had happened. Well, in the morning, little Duke could smell that coffee again. Oh, it smelled so good. And Aunt Margie was making sausage. That smelled so good. And little Duke woke up. Oh, boy, what a day yesterday was. Today's going to be even better. I can't believe it. I love going camping. Little Duke walked out of the tent, and Aunt Margie and Uncle Bill looked at him, and Mr. and Mrs. Weaver were there, too, and they looked, and they said, "Young man, how was your night?" And little Duke said, "Oh, it was pretty good." And Aunt Margie and Uncle Bill said, "Do you know what happened last night?" Duke said, "No, I was pretty tired. I just went right to sleep." And they said, "Oh, we have a story for you." And so little Duke was looking around, and Uncle Bill began to smile. And he said, "You know, you're kind of wiggly when you go to sleep." Little Duke said, "Yeah, that's what Mom and Dad say." And he said, "You wiggled and you squiggled and you rolled out from underneath the tent down the hill by the water. And it was midnight. We came into the tent and you were gone." And they said, "We got scared. We thought, oh, what happened?" And we were all looking around to see if we could find you. And Uncle Bill said, "I went down by the water. And there was a big rock that protected you from rolling into the raging river." And Aunt Margie smiled and she said, "You know what, little Duke? You scared us. But there's a verse in the Bible that says God will give his angels charge over you. And we're not sure, but we think maybe God sent an angel to protect you last night when you could have rolled right into that water and drowned. So we're not sure exactly what happened, but we know you're safe and Uncle Bill picked you up, brought you back. So we're going to be more careful tonight. We're not going to let you wiggle and squiggle out anymore. But we think God sent an angel to take care of you." And did you know, boys and girls, Jesus made that promise that he has angels in heaven looking out for us. And so we should thank the Lord for being such an awesome God and loving children so much. Remember when Jesus said, "Bring the little children unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God." It's a wonderful thing to know that God is always looking out for his kids. The end. Well, thank you, friends, for letting me share one of my favorite childhood memories. It was my privilege to lead Uncle Bill and Aunt Margie to the Lord, was able to baptize them, and you'll get to see them one day on the other side. Uncle Bill was that male mentor for me. Even when my own father wasn't there, Uncle Bill was. So he's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. So thanks for listening. God bless you. Jesus loves you. So do I. Bye-bye till next time.